nobody's got security these days. And I feel really sorry for the young people, really. Hopefully I'll be okay. I've done all the training I want to do, thank you.
I'd be more concerned about my children, whether they will ever find jobs when they end university, or even what the point of them going to university if they're not going to get a job at the end of it.
Do you think they'll struggle?
I don't know. It's such a changeable market. I think you're lucky or you're unlucky. It doesn't really matter how good you are or how bad you are.
Do you think perhaps youngsters are in a better position than, say, someone who's been working for a company for 30 years, finds out they've been made redundant, and then has to go and try and find new work when they haven't done something like that for so long?
Yeah, I would say so. I think, you know, the youngsters are far more flexible, have a different attitude on life, far more likely to do anything that they can turn their hand to. Whereas someone who's in a job for the same 30 years, what could they do, really? That's the only thing they know.
I'm at university.
So are you a mature student?
Yes,
okay.
I am.
So you're not currently in work, you're currently in full-time education?
Currently in full-time education, yes.
Does it concern you when you finish full-time education that you won't be able to get back into work considering the current climate?
Not really, because I figure with the experience, my past experience, the qualification, being a mature student, I'm not going to leave to have work, have babies. I'm going to be able to work full-time. So
are you quietly confident that you'll leave university and walk straight into work then?
Not straight into work, but I've already put things in process to inquire about jobs for the future. I'm reasonably confident that there will be work there.
Do you think a 21-year-old who's just come straight out of university with the same qualifications as you is in a better position to find employment because they're younger, the company might feel they can mould them in their own way, or do you think you, with your experience, with your qualifications, are in a better position?
I personally think a mature person with the qualification, with past experience in specific fields, is going to be in a better position.
Would you recommend to people who are worried about the security of their job to, as an alternative, to possibly leave and go back to education to train in another field?
If you are concerned about the future, to have an extra qualification is a quite useful thing to do.
It won't affect me at all, no. I'm too old, I think. It depends what you're doing. I'm obviously a professional, so, you ask a professional that we've obviously made sure that we're safe. I mean, there's enough cash in our business, like everybody else, to make sure that we're not going to suffer the hard times, and it's one of the problems that's out there at the moment.
Do you think generally people are quite concerned about their jobs and whether they're going to keep them or not, because people are being made unemployed all over the country? Do you think that's a general concern with people at the moment?
Well, it's bound to be a general concern with people because of the economic times. Whether you're in the public sector or the private sector, you know, you're going to be concerned.
I think everybody worries about the situation of their jobs, which is a very unknown factor. You don't know whether you're going to keep it or lose it. No. But I think in certain businesses which are, as I said earlier on, progressive and ongoing, that things look a little rosier than other places that one might be. It's a very difficult situation with lots of people chasing fewer jobs.
So in conclusion then, if someone over 50 does lose their job, all is not lost. There are opportunities there, and in many ways they can be a more attractive prospect for employers than a younger person.
I think I would sum it up as that, but I think life's what you make it, and I think you can, if you put your mind to things, you can do things, and you have to just get out there and do it.